There was an anonymous posting that announced this extraordinary assertion of an exchange program way back in 1965 between our race and an alien race, which are known as the Ebens. This is our name for them.
It's spelled that, yeah.
It's E-B-E-N. It's just an acronym for extraterrestrial biological entity, E-B-E-N.
Okay.
We don't know yet from the postings. We're all dependent on the information that this anonymous source is presenting on the message board. And all I'm doing on the website is I'm just archiving all of these messages and making them available to a wider audience. So in a sense, I'm just the messenger here. And on the 2nd of November, this anonymous source started to tell this extraordinary story about this exchange between 12 American astronauts, 10 men and 2 women, in 1965, who spent 13 years on an alien planet 38 light years away, and 8 of whom returned to tell the tale in 1978.
What happened to the other 4?
2 of them apparently died, so we're told, and 2 of them decided to stay.
So we're told. Okay.
All of this, I mean, I have to say, because I'm sure that even as we speak, thousands of your listeners may be reaching towards their phones because they want to ask for information about this. I'm happy to explain what I know, but there's a lot which I don't know. Everything I know is on the site. It's on the site, serpo.org, and there's a whole host of information that just isn't known yet, because this anonymous source, he's presenting his release in a graduated form. He's adding more information every few days. It's a bit like, you know, we're up to our 10th installment now, and the 11th should be out in a couple of days' time.
Well, this is an incredible story, Bill. Let me tell you why. Years ago, there was an individual by the name of John Titor who claimed to have been a time traveler from the future, and he began posting on the internet some of his I don't want to call them predictions, because if you're a time traveler and you've already seen what happened, you're really not predicting. But he talks about some incredible things that have been going on this planet, and some of which are coming true now. No one knows where he is. He posted with his name, but we can't find him. He's gone. And if he is indeed a time traveler, who knows where he is. Now, in this particular case, this is brand new. As you said, it just happened in November, and it's being posted. Now, based on the types of information that is being posted by this anonymous person, do you have a pretty good feeling on what kind of person he is?
Oh, yes. There are some things which we know, and I also have a feeling for it. I'm happy to share that. First of all, I should explain that at first we thought, when I say we, this is the view, if you like, of the audience here in the front row, who were these 150 people, many of whom legitimately deserve the title of experts, in this moderated list. And we thought that this was just one source. Just in the last few days, it's been disclosed that there are actually 3 sources. 85% come from one, 13% come from another, and then there's an intriguing 2% that comes and goes, and each time something is sent, a little snippet is sent on an email, then the email address is cancelled, and then that's the end of that email, which actually is a military trick. It's an automated device which tends to do that kind of thing. And so there are 3 sources. We know that they're, we're told, let me say, that they are retired employees of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA. And if one does a little bit of math on your fingers and toes, you realize that these guys are probably reasonably senior, let us say. They're probably in their 70s, because if they were involved at some kind of a capacity in this program in the 1960s, then that puts them maybe around about 70, 75, possibly a year or two older right now.
They seem very well connected, Bill. They seem very intelligent in their postings.
Well, they certainly sound as if they know what they're talking about. And the interesting thing about this to me, I mean, there are a whole bunch of interesting things, and I know that on this show we've got time to go into it. There are a lot of things that don't make sense. There are a lot of things that do make sense. They kind of triangulate against other known events, and there are some very subtle supporting factors that tend to lend credibility to the notion that this extraordinary idea is true. We do know, because on this list, not only are there well-known names in ufology, but there are also people with government connections, mm-hmm. retired CIA agents, you name it. We've got a lot of people on this list who do have contacts in high places and hidden places, let us say. And of course, the first thing that all these guys did when these extraordinary assertions started to be published is they started to do their homework. And when they reported back on their homework, they found that rather than finding that there was no support for the story in these hidden corners, they came back and they found out that there was support for this story. And there were one or two extraordinary tales which I can tell about this. Now may not be the time, but I mean, now at this stage in the program might not be the time. But generally speaking, the investigators in the list, and these are people with a lot of experience, they're people who've written books, they're people who've appeared many times on shows like this, they're people whose reputation depends on their doing good work, they have come back and they say, listen, you know, this sounds crazy, but we think that there's something to this. There's some fire behind all this smoke, and we need to take this story seriously.
Absolutely staggering, Bill. So let's talk a little bit then about this episode. And I guess we need to even go back to the Roswell case, don't we?
That's when it's generally accepted that that's when this all started. When I say this, we're talking about the phenomenon of extraterrestrial visitation. For millions of people out there, this is still regarded as a fantasy, a bit of a Hollywood fairy story. Among the serious researchers, this is established very much as, it's agreed very much as established fact. There's such a huge amount of corroborating evidence for it that that's kind of the starting point for the whole labyrinth. It all kind of, it's like, that's actually the simple bit.